Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. That's why you'll see me shopping again today. time is running out, you know?
It is.
And I was thinking yesterday while I was shopping in between things I was supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought...
Tis the season for procrastination.
Yes. I used to wait. Like when I was younger, everything was more fun and challenging. When I was a young single guy... as opposed to an old single guy.
Sure.
When I was younger, I waited until like the last few days before Christmas to shop. Now I'm in panic mode.
You still have time. You still have a whole weekend. Like, just keep that in perspective.
Because I was thinking of taking a trip to upstate New York this weekend, and now I'm thinking, well, maybe that won't work.
Okay.
Maybe I should really stay closer to home and get some stuff done. All three of my kids are on the West Coast. I don't know what's going on there. One of them lives there. And I'm thinking, okay, so I'm not going to see them. And so maybe let's shop till we drop. And I hate that expression.
But maybe so you just said yesterday you were doing a little shopping in between meetings.
Yeah, and to that lady that I bumped into in Boscov's yesterday. Hey, I heard you on the radio today. You got the rest of the day off?
Sure I do.
Anyway.
I'm just saying, though, you still have, today's only Thursday. Tomorrow's mm-hmm. Friday. Maybe you do like the rest of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go up to upstate New York. You spend some time with the fam up there.
Okay.
Come back early on Sunday. Wrap everything. Bing, bang, boom, done.
I got like a 9 o'clock meeting today. I could probably cancel because it's with the boss. He's not listening. I could say, hey, I gotta go.
I gotta go. I have a lot to say, though.
Because I actually do have a meeting later today, a pretty big one in Williamsport.
Okay.
And guess what's in Williamsport? Hello.
A mall.
Stores. And a mall. And a downtown.
Is Macy's still open up there?
I don't think so.
Macy's at the Lycoming Mall?
Yeah.
Mm. I can't remember.
I think I might just bypass the Lycoming Mall, just head into downtown Williamsport. I like it there.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's just like yesterday at this time, we were talking about, hey, Tom, hey, Laura, it's Christmas a week today. And I was just like thinking about Christmas.
There's plenty of time to get things
done.
But
then yesterday I realized I'm not ready for Christmas.
Don't panic. No need to panic.
Does this look like a panic face?
Yes.
Oh, God. What am I going to do?
You'll get it all done. I have faith in you.
Oof. There's one person who has faith in me.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you. X, Tom and Laura in the morning with a song that has become a Christmas classic because it's been redone several times since its original version in late 1979 when this guy was in college. Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time. Now everybody's doing it.
79.
I like the, don't even start with me. I know you were very young in 79.
I wasn't born.
I know. I didn't want you to say that. Anyway.
I'm kidding. That's a great song.
It's a weird song.
It's
just very marijuana influenced.
Fair enough.
However, Pentatonix, those a cappella dudes that I really like,
mm-hmm.
They redid it using Paul McCartney's voice with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like they're singing it with Paul.
Super
That's
cool.
A very cool version. And other people have done it too. There's a list out now of the 10 weird Christmas songs that you've probably never heard before.
Okay, let's hear them.
So, see if you can help me out with this, Laura, because some of them I don't even know. Is the group Can, C-A-N, or is it Con?
I don't know.
Silent Night by Can Con, a psych rock version of the classic Clueless.
Me too, sorry.
The Little Drummer Boy by Christopher Lee. I listened to some of this morning.
He's an actor.
Yeah, from Lord of the Rings.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's just weird.
He plays Sauron.
Christmas?
Or Sauron.
Christmas by a group called Low. Never heard of it. Now, we just heard Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reggae by Paul McCartney was actually the flip side.
What?
It was the flip side.
Was it really?
And it was stoner. Let's just put it that way. Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight with You Tonight by the Ramones.
I've heard that song.
Too weird for radio, but not a bad song. Check this out. Snoopy's Christmas, The Royal Guardsman. Somebody requested that on Flashback Friday a couple weeks ago.
That's a great song.
It is in the top 10 of the weirdest Christmas songs ever.
I mean, it's not but Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Yeah.
Good.
Number 7, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by William Shatner, featuring ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons.
Oh, my God. William Shatner has an album called Shatner Claus. Oh, Lord.
It's hilarious because he doesn't sing. He almost recites everything. So
that's
he's like,
his shtick. Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's pretty good.
Had a very shiny nose. I mean, it's just weird. The first Noel by Toby Mac featuring Owl City.
Oh, yeah. Owl City. That had the Firefly song.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So very awkward version of that. Oi to the World by the Vandals.
There's some interesting song titles on this particular Christmas album.
Oi. Yes. We should just leave that alone. And finally, number 10, and I don't even want to say this. Number 10, Christmas with Satan by James White. Never heard of it.
I mean,
don't know if I want to hear it.
I mean, no.
No.
That's okay. Some of these are all right, but they're pretty weird.
So just when you're thinking like maybe on the Valley, our sister station, mm-hmm. or right here at 94KX, boy, that's a weird Christmas song. Trust me, there's weirder.
I was going to say, I don't picture Christmas with Satan playing on the Valley. It's going to be no. That's a hard pass.
Or probably 94KX.
Yeah, either. No.
I can't. Yeah. Anyway, we leave you before we go to the news break here. We leave you with a sample of some of that great music. Kind of sounds like Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah. Is that Christopher Lee?
Yeah.
Is there a music video that goes with this, I wonder?
I don't know. You'll find it, though, if you... Paul McCartney. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reggae. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, so they...
He was smoking his lunch that day. Uh-huh. Merry Christmas, I don't want to buy the Ramones! Merry Christmas, I
don't want to buy it's so Ramones-sounding. Merry Christmas,
and you will not hear Christmas with Satan.
No.
News is next.
Christmas is best shared.
4KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with a Christmas classic. Here comes Santa Claus. You can't say the holiday without BJs, that's for sure. Nothing warms the heart at the holidays more than a gift certificate from BJ's. Either the Market Street Tavern and Oyster Bar in Sealands Grove, or the M Street, as they're calling it now, Mill Street Tavern in Danville, celebrating their first anniversary. Isn't that cool? You want to take a time out from the hustle and bustle for BJ's?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Make it quick. Caller one right now. Good luck.
Excuse me, miss. Do you work here?
Yes, I do.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. That is possibly the dumbest song I've ever heard in my life. I just saying it right now.
I think it's kind of catchy.
There'll be a memo later. I'll be in trouble. I'll be told not to say it again, but that's how would Matt say it if he was still with our show?
Stupid.
It's
stupid.
But now Matt's working the afternoon.
Yeah, he is.
I heard him yesterday with Kyle, and it was just like, I miss that little guy.
So do I.
I miss that little man.
I think Murphy misses him, too.
Yeah, Murphy's kind of dropping his tail today and walking around.
He is. I think he's looking for Matty Ice.
And every once in a while, he goes over to the door, looks up and down the hall.
I think he's looking for Matty Ice.
Because, you know, every puppy needs a little human to play with. And that's...
I have to say, though, Matt Catrillo, Matt the news guy, he's not an animal lover.
No, but Murphy
He loves Murphy. He grew on him.
Remember how every once in a while we'd catch him over by the couch, petting his ears. Look at the animal hater. Look what he's doing. You know, so anyway.
Everybody loves Murphy.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Christmas. Not true. A new survey says 1 in 7 people don't like Christmas. What? That's like 66% say they do like it, but 15% say no, and then there's some people that are indifferent in today's politically correct society. Maybe they don't like the religious angle. Maybe they only want it on the religious angle, and they don't like Santa Claus. I don't know. But one in every seven people.
It can be a stressful time of year. I could see how someone would be like, Christmas is just too much. I could see that.
Probably the same people that say in the middle of the summer, I'm going on vacation, but it's stressful planning it. No, it's not. Christmas is not.
Well, I like planning Christmas and vacations.
You like planning everything.
Yeah, it's part of the fun.
You'd plan my bar mitzvah, and I'm not even Jewish. I mean, it's just...
I mean, you're a little old for a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, there's that, too.
I mean, we could make it happen.
But one in seven people not liking Christmas?
I don't know. Is that a little grinchy?
Do we need a little Dickens here, I think?
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas a humbug,
I
Uncle.
Love this.
You don't mean that, I'm sure.
Bah.
Humbug.
Bah, humbug.
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 Bah. Humbug.
Merry
this
Christmas.
Took a lot of work.
Humbug.
Humbug.
Oh, I hate Christmas.
Humbug.
Humbug.
Bah.
Humbug.
Bah.
Humbug. Humbug stew.
Bah.
Humbug.
Humbug.
Bah. 32 different versions of Christmas Carol humbugs.
Humbug.
Humbug.
Bah, humbug to you too.
Humbug.
Humbug.
And God bless us all.
Humbug. There you go.
So many Scrooges.
Yes, one in seven. Who doesn't like the Jackson 5? 94KX and a Christmas classic. Santa Claus is coming to town. Tom and Laura in the morning. We have been counting down to Christmas with downtown Lewisburg. I was there yesterday, couldn't find a parking space. It was that busy.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, it was buzzing. Spent a little time with my buddy Downtown Ellen.
Wonderful.
From the business partnership. And we thank them for introducing us to so many great businesses in Lewisburg that you may not have known about. We know about.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
That's all wrapped up already. I don't know what it is.
It is. All you have to do is put a red bow on top of it. It's actually a print from Faustina's Gallery on Market Street in Lewisburg. It's called Play Day. It's a signed limited edition print by Marcia Strickland.
Mm.
It's in a frame. It has a value of $135. It's beautiful.
Wow. What caller do we take?
Caller number four right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We're taking deals. The other guys.
94KX. Yeah, J-Lo from years back. If you listen very carefully, though, you can hear Alex Rodriguez and his hips moving to that. It's just a very... It was back when he was just a young baseball player. Before the steroids. Yeah. There you have it. Birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. Well, maybe we should do them now because I'm looking at celebrity birthdays. There is no one...
Oh, no.
...musically celebrating a birthday today.
Oh,
Isn't that weird?
That's super weird.
We usually have all genres covered.
Typically, we do.
Absolutely. No birthdays. Wow.
Then let's get right to the local celebrities then.
You better believe it, or as we like to call them, Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies!
Happy birthday to Brian Dirk. He's 47 today.
A very happy birthday to Tracy Troxell from Northumberland, 51.
C. Kiefer. Don't know what the C stands for. From Herndon, 47 years old.
Trisha Heckman is 37.
Chris Snyder from McClure is 41 today.
Kay Hackanini from Schuylkill Haven is 59.
Desiree Havasi from Sunbury is 42 today. Happy birthday.
Kirk Ortman from Bloomsburg is 41.
Jamie Houghton from Northumberland is 53 today.
Letitia Hoagland is 42.
Happy birthday to Jennifer Morris from Higgins. She's 44.
I know, Jen. She's wonderful.
Out there in Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Happy birthday.
Well, Mount Carmel now.
Oh, okay. Yep. She moved.
Laura Bailey is 36 today.
Jeremy Kessler from Beavertown is 38 today.
Noelle Dreeblees is 44. Sherry Groff is 54. And messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page, Landon Tucker is 10 years old today.
Little Landon Tucker.
From Mifflinburg, double digits.
Yeah, double digits, buddy. Happy birthday. Nobody on the text club today, but everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. Message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
It's the holidays, so...
Lover.
T-Swift, 94KX with Tom and Laura in the morning. Good morning. We are approaching the end of the year, but the end of a decade. And so we like to make these little lists And Laura helps me with them because some of the things on the list, I have no idea what they are. We did like what, the top 10 inventions of the decade yesterday?
Yeah, they were pretty cool.
Yeah, they were very cool. I knew some of them. Some of them I was clueless on. Here are the most disappointing gadgets of the decade. And it's not a top 10. Pretty interesting. It's a top six. Okay. At number six, the Samsung Note 7 from 2016. Wasn't that one that caught fire?
That it would explode. It like caught fire on an airplane. And then it was a thing. It was like a big glitch with the battery operating system.
And you know what? It's not funny, but it kind of is. When this stuff happens, people deny it right away. Like, do you ever notice when you get a recall on your car, how many people probably got hurt before they go, wow, we should fix this.
To fix it.
But when the Samsung Note 7 came out, they were like, no, the person probably wasn't treating it right. And then, like, another one caught fire. And then another one exploded or whatever. And then it's like, yeah.
Whoopsies.
I think it's time for the Samsung Note 8. Put your 7 away. All right, coming in at number 5, Apple MacBooks. Remember the keyboard that stopped working, like, almost after you bought it?
Yeah. Luckily, I don't have one of those.
Right.
It was like a single speck of dust.
Right. Well, they were saying, you're not supposed to get the keyboard dirty. Dirty? It looks brand new. What's going on? So, yeah, they weren't real good at work either. Let's just put it that way. Number 4 is the Amazon Fire Phone. Is that just the Amazon phone that caught fire?
No, it didn't catch fire. Like an Amazon Fire, like a Fire Stick.
Okay, it was a Fire. Wait, you're going to talk into a little Fire Stick?
No, it was just an Amazon phone.
That was also a Fire Stick? See, I don't know. Anyway, it's number 4. It was a failure. A disappointing gadget. Number 3 is the Google Glass. Oh, those glasses that you put on that we're supposed to have the monitors already in them or something?
Oh, yeah. It was like wearing a computer. To put it into perspective, on like the Google Glass, Google lost like something like $60 million or something on that Fire Phone. Uh-huh. Amazon lost $83 million because it cost almost $100 million. By the time it was all said and done, it was close to $500 million that they lost on that Fire Phone.
And nobody was buying them. They were like, all right. Whatever.
Nope.
So much for the glasses that you put on that were computers. That came out in 2013, if you don't remember. Number 2 on it was the Nintendo Wii.
The Wii U. It was like supposed to teach you stuff.
Oh, I thought the U was for like university, like ESPNU. ESPNU. I thought it was a Nintendo Wii that you can only do collegiate sports on. I guess it was. No, it was more of an educational thing, you say?
It was just like this small Wii that then you could, I don't know. I don't think they make it anymore.
Exactly. It's number 2 on the list.
I bet you could find them at like GameStop or something. Or one of those like shops where you can trade them in.
Okay, you could still find one maybe? Even though it's number 2 on the worst gadget of the decade. And finally at number 1, the 3D and the curved television sets.
Oh yeah, but then if like you bumped them, they would shatter.
Well, there is like, that.
It was like, oopsies.
They came out in 2010, and if you remember, the curved screen would help people watch it from anywhere in the room. No, not really.
Not so much.
So if you have any of those gadgets,
re-gift them.
Sorry, yeah, re-gift.
Ask the Expert is brought...
There you go. Journey, vintage, 94KX. Gets you ready for Flashback Friday tomorrow,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that song just makes me want to put on my cheetah print tight pants and scream. No, it doesn't.
No, okay. No. I was going to say, I don't know if the world needs Tom Morgan in tight cheetah pants.
I don't know
pants.
If we needed Steve Perry in tight cheetah pants back
did.
Then. But
Then it was appropriate.
That was him in the video. Check it out. Google it if you have a chance. You know, there are some things that are classics, and there are some things that are just almost classics when it comes to Christmas time.
Never before released and destined to be a Christmas classic.
Ooh,
Christmas song sung by a guy who thinks he sounds like Elvis.
Where's News Guy Matt when you need him?
Play it at your Christmas party this year.
Okay.
See how long it takes your guests to figure out it's a guy who thinks he sounds like Elvis.
Everybody knows one.
Where is Matt the News Guy when we need him?
He would be singing better than this.
I can't even do. Thank you very much.
Thanks for getting my CD. Merry Christmas and thank you very much.
There it is.
Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. A guy who thinks he sounds like Elvis. Available now. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus is coming tonight.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, it was. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. With a Christmas classic. Hey, a classic. What makes a classic when you think of yesteryear?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember years ago they'd have the light bulb on the Edison in Sunbury?
Yes.
And it was New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And they had entertainment and it was fun and it was in downtown Sunbury.
Oh, it was awesome. I actually attended several years when they did that. I'm pretty sure that SRI put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then There were some weather issues and stuff, but it kind of went away and it made me sad.
Yes.
It did.
Yeah, good point. It made me sad when it went away because I thought this is something really local and cool. It's back. And we have the mayor of Sunbury with us, Mayor Kurt Kolovich.
We do.
And,
And then JoLynn, who's also the city clerk. And these two smiley individuals
have
taken up the cause. No, they really have. Single-handedly, these two people were like, you know what? We're going to make this happen in downtown Sunbury.
Mayor Kolovich, thanks. Thanks for bringing this back.
Yeah, no problem. This is extremely important to everybody.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and the community wanted it, right?
Exactly. So SRI didn't host it. They gave it to the city. And in a matter of a short amount of time, we put this event together for everybody. And we invite absolutely everyone to our downtown and to the Sunbury Ice Rink for free events.
Wow. So everybody knows what it used to be and then it wasn't. So it's back and some things have changed, new and better, right?
Yes. So there's two events. One's going to be a family-oriented one at our indoor Sunbury Ice Rink. It's free snacks and foods, ice skating, free live DJ. Alexander's going to be there, face painting and so forth. And then there's going to be an adult-oriented one at Cameron Park, the main park on Market Street, right next to the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
DJs, live bands throughout the night, the Attinger Brothers.
This sounds like something that... Can I say overdue? It's overdue. That's why you guys are so excited.
Yeah,
right?
So we're going to have Spyglass Winery, Three Beers Brewery, going to be set up on Market Street. They're going to be selling their merchandise.
Okay.
Big Fly will also be there.
Oh, a good food truck there.
That's awesome. So now, I'm sure people who are listening, especially the grown-ups, so mom's dad's ice rink, that's where you want to be.
Yes.
But then if you're looking for a moment to like go out, put on your big old fur coat, dress up a little bit, and walk around Sunbury... How is this going to work, though? Because you could kind of bebop around, right?
Exactly. So the ice rink event is actually only from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then the main event at Cameron Park will be 7 p.m. to about 12:30 a.m.
All right. And the merchants are going to help out, too, in downtown?
Yeah. So we wanted to pull into our downtown businesses. So we reached out to a lot of our local business shops. And so we're selling a $10 souvenir cup for New Year's Eve. And that souvenir cup will get you into multiple businesses throughout our downtown. And they're going to offer different discounts.
Oh, wow. Wait,
a cup as a beverage.
And don't forget, we also waived our open container ordinance for the entire citywide.
So you can walk around with your cup in downtown Sunbury on New Year's Eve?
Not even downtown, anywhere within the city limits.
What?
This has got to be a first ever, Mayor.
First ever for the entire citywide.
Wow.
That's awesome. Okay.
I'm smelling a party.
Here's the thing. If folks are driving to work, it's just about 8:15. We'll be sure to link up the event page. But make sure that you like and follow the City of Sunbury, PA. Who knew that you had a brand new Facebook page? You guys are really trying.
Yes. So our city administrator and us, we all talked about this. And over the summer, we did create the Facebook page. And in the springtime, January, February time, we are putting out a brand new City of Sunbury website page.
Awesome. Wow. Very cool.
Congratulations. You guys have worked hard on this, and I think it's going to truly be a great party. I'd like to show up and pretend I'm Dick Clark, the late, great Dick Clark.
I mean, you can. Do you want to do the countdown at the Edison? Like, I'm sure that we could make that happen.
We've done crazier things.
Yes, we have.
Can I just add one other thing
Sure,
as well?
What do you need?
We don't want to forget about the bus services from Lewisburg and Seals Grove that will be running three, four times.
Yeah, they're going to be running multiple shuttles between Lewisburg and Seals Grove to Sunbury. It's absolutely free. They're going to be on the main streets in Sunbury, Lewisburg, and Sealands Grove, the bus.
Perfect. So no need to drink and drive. Wherever you live, you can get a ride.
Exactly. Sunbury is the place to be for New Year's this year.
Awesome.
Mayor, thank you for coming in. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. On the way to work, maybe you're already at work. How old are you and are you practical? A new study says you're 24 years old by the time you start buying practical Christmas gifts for people. I don't know about that. I think some people are just born practical.
I like some of the gifts on this list, though. Seriously. Okay.
All right. But well, you know who? Intern Nick's in the house. He's not 24. We all know that.
No, hello, everybody. Hello.
Do you buy practical gifts for people?
Let me tell you what I got my mom last year.
Okay, do tell.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The wrapping was a Walmart bag. Okay. The bag I bought it in.
Of course.
And inside was Blue Dawn dish soap, because I know she likes Blue Dawn, and Icy Hot for her muscles.
Where do you come from?
Okay.
She said she really liked it.
Great. Does Mama was being kind.
She was being kind. Does she listen to this morning radio show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my All right,
here,
goodness.
Here, the Icy Hot, I like where your head's at. Because, like, maybe she does have sore muscles, so she could, like, do that at home.
Of course.
Couple that this year with, like, a nice gift certificate for a massage.
Oh, this year my sister just let me get in on her gift, so, like, I'll be fine.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Oh, Problem solved. Don't say what it is if your mom's listening, but is it a practical gift or is it something?
It's very practical.
So look at this. This guy's not even 21 yet, and he's very practical. The average American, again, according to a new study, starts getting practical when it comes to Christmas at age 24. I am so old. I'm older than dirt, and I don't think I'm practical. I still think when I see that gift that I just think will wow the person, I just buy it, and I know it's not practical. So am I a
like
bad
that.
Guy?
No, that's
awesome. So give us the list of practical gifts.
Okay, these are actually okay.
Is Dawn dishwashing liquid on there?
Tis not. self-care items are, though, so Icy Hot could fall into that category.
Self-care items?
Self-care, like a facial mask or something.
Okay.
So candy or chocolate, something homemade, a gift card or money.
Okay.
Books. Makeup. A toothbrush. Skincare products.
Toothbrush.
Underwear or PJs. Here's the thing. Toothbrushes, if you want like one of the nice powered kind.
Oh, okay.
They're expensive.
I thought like the 29 cent toothbrush you see in the aisle at Walmart.
No, they're expensive.
Okay. But so, makeup?
Makeup would be
You wouldn't be gift. Personally offended if I said, here, Laura, here's some makeup. You'd be like, what are you trying to say, Tom? You wouldn't be like that?
No.
If I bought you makeup.
No, I like makeup.
Here, put it on every morning, Laura.
All right, well, maybe if you coupled it with that.
There you go. All right, well, let's get practical if we're shopping this morning. If we're at work, think about those practical gifts. And when you find yourself buying Icy Hot and dishwashing liquid, remember, intern Nick sent you.
Oh, jeez.
94KX is such a fun song. Hopefully we caught you dancing around your cubicle at work. Tom and Laura in the morning. You know, it's been fun, this countdown to Christmas with Lewisburg.
It's been a blast.
You know, because you get to give away prizes every day, and that qualifies you to win even a bigger one. And tomorrow morning, we'll give away that shopping spree.
$200 to any of the participating merchants in downtown Lewisburg, which is practically all of them.
Yeah, wherever you want to go, man. Mm-hmm. It's all good. And speaking of those great merchants, almost all of them participated, which I think is great.
Also, we'll be giving away this gift card just in time for last minute shopper's night.
I know. Wow.
Late night shopper's night was super fun.
Yeah, and what a great idea, last minute shopper's night, because if you didn't go to late night, or if you did go and you want to go back,
right?
Here's your chance for last minute. Tomorrow morning, we'll give that away.
I was going to say, also don't forget, the campus theater has holiday films that are free and for the entire family. There's just all sorts of things going on in downtown Lewisburg.
Thanks to Lewisburg for making it happen for us again this year, the countdown to Christmas.
With 94KX.
At Sioka Toy.
Joe Bro.
That is catchy.
I like that song a lot.
So do I.
It's pretty neat. I mean, they're Christmas classics, and then every once in a while we slip a new one in on you. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, not too shabby. It sounds good.
Hey, Chad Evans on the way next, 94KX. He'll be in shortly. Heard him saying yesterday that Christmas to him is bologna and cheese. And I got to say this much. Maybe, Chad, but you never mentioned beverage.
I was going to say bologna, cheese, and beverage?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what Christmas really is. Don't forget the kielbasa.
Maybe he's waiting to talk about the beverage.
That's true. Maybe he's going to talk about the beverage today.
Tomorrow, We will be talking grand prize in downtown Lewisburg. That shopping spree, we'll give it away tomorrow.
Yes, we will. And then also, it's a flashback Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Get the request, but I have a special request.
Oh boy, here we go.
Can they be like a little holiday-y?
Well, yeah, we did that a little bit in the last 2 weeks.
I think
as we get closer, let's make it heavy Christmas requests and maybe even a warm up for the annual Tom and Laura's Cower
Walk. La, 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 la.
Ma, 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 ma.
I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Which happens on Monday.
Let's do it.
That's it. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See ya.